Making a difference in the community by helping wildlife. This is Sue Meach. Sue, thanks for being a community builder.
Now, obviously, your love of animals has a lot to do with it, but why do you believe it's important to give back to the community in the way that you do?
I'm giving back to the animals more than the community, to be honest, because humans have come onto this planet. We've destroyed everything we've touched. We've polluted the air, the sea, the lakes, the groundwater, everything we have damaged. And now we're getting global warming that's causing more damage. It's a downhill spiral. And I feel very guilty for what we've done to the animals. We've driven them out of their country homes by spreading, having urban sprawl. And I just feel that my little bit in my corner of the world is payback to the animals for all the damage that we've done to them.
What is your favorite part about living and working in this area?
I think we're lucky that it's a small town, and there's advantages and disadvantages to living in a small town. One is that everybody knows your business, but the good thing is that people are very supportive or not.
What would you say has been your biggest challenge with Sandy Pines?
Finances. Trying to get enough money to keep the staff on that I have. We have some wonderful volunteers, but when you're dealing with sick animals that need injections, that need x-rays, that need some minor surgery, you need staff that are trained and qualified. And also you need people that come in on a regular basis, not just once a week for 4 hours. So financing this organization has been a problem since day one. For years, I put my own money into this. And then we have had some major donations lately, which have really, really helped out. And we've got this brand new hospital that was donated by a lady from Kingston. And it's worth $500,000. And then we got the beautiful aviary that was gifted to us by Bob Barker and a private donor in Kingston. And it cost $25,000. So we've had some wonderful donations, and it's a great help. But it's always a concern. It's always in the back of your mind, you know, because right now we're not getting a lot of donations in because people are dropping animals at the door and they're not coming in and they're not looking at our posters and what we have for sale. So, and also our biggest fundraiser, the baby shower, is not going to be run this year because of COVID.
But you're doing it virtually, I saw.
We're going to do a virtual one, yes.
Which is a great idea, and it's adapting to the times, right? So
yeah. Kelly, our bookkeeper receptionist, is working on that, and she's doing a great job.
What about the fires? That must have been difficult for you.
Yes, it was. It was a horrible experience. We've had some bad luck. It was just a fluke thing, but I lost two animals, but they were domestic animals. Fortunately, there was no wildlife in the barn, but something like that really hits you hard. And until you've experienced yourself, you don't realize quite how hard. I mean, it was only a barn. So can you imagine what these people that have house fires and lose their pets go through?
Yeah.
It would be awful.
It would be awful.
Yeah. But we had a lot of public response from that. And we had, fortunately, I had insurance on it. Not enough, but some. So we were able to start building.
Well,
and it's finished, finally finished.
What accomplishment, and this is going to be probably a difficult question for you, what accomplishment are you most proud of?
The fact that I've got everything arranged so that when I kick the bucket, my work will go on forever, hopefully.
That's a wonderful accomplishment, but
It is, and it's a very important one. When that bird lady died in Verona, she had beautiful aviaries, and she had made no preparations for anyone to take over. Everything was pulled down. Everything was lost. All her records, her research, everything.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Yes, it is. So I've made very sure that everything's in place. Yeah, and that's important for donors. When people want to make a sizable donation like the hospital, one of the first questions they ask is, have you made a succession plan so that, you know, if you go, they usually say if, and I say it's not if, it's when. When I leave, my work will carry on. That's my biggest accomplishment.
Listen to all our community builders at napneetoday.ca.